Foley. Blustery today with some snow possible over the northern half of the country. Brighter further south with top temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees. Nuacht's Air Today FM, Tom O'Rasharish, Egg at 3.
Who's this Ellen one?
I don't know, she's new.
Who's Ellen?
From the new news, right?
Ellen, was that you said it was your debut? That wasn't your first time reading the news on Today FM, was it?
It was, correct.
Well,
how'd I do?
How patronising of us to clap for you.
I've done a radio loud.
First read. Do you know what? As I was listening, I thought, Jesus, Ben sounded great today. I mean, yeah. Whatever, he's had his coffee this morning. He sounded fantastic.
Ben is skiving.
He's off on the DOS, is he?
He is.
Funnily enough, when they said to us Ellen was going to be reading the news for us, I was thinking we'd have to have a dance party in the studio, like just like on her daytime show.
Yeah.
I was thinking ever since her TV show got cancelled, she's really gone downhill, hasn't she?
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Hello, Ireland. We're on. Ray Foley's my name. Whenever you're ready. JP's over there. Whenever you're ready. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Already, you ready?
Just about.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Whenever you're ready. Whenever you, do you know the reference? Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
This is X Factor, and it was Tracy a number of years ago. Tracy. C-E-E, yeah. Are you ready? Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready. I'm ready. So, Judges' Houses on X Factor, and Tracy was one of the contestants at Cheryl's house in Judges' Houses, and Harry Hill got great crack out of the whenever you're ready, I'm ready. She was about to do her performance. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
I wasn't sure whether Tracy was entirely ready.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
I feel ready.
I'm ready.
Well, you said that with some determination.
I'm ready.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
She just said she's ready.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
I feel ready.
I'm ready.
Well, you said that with some determination.
I'm ready.
Okay. Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
You said that with some determination.
I'm ready.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
You said that with some determination.
I'm ready.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
She's ready already!
Miss Harry Hill on the telly, though, wouldn't you? Bring back Harry Hill.
Today FM.
Cash machine.
Sam Smith, I'm not here to make friends. Ain't that the truth? Today FM, playing the music you love. My name is Ray Foley, the afternoon guy. A bit in the middle. Is this the slump? Is this the afternoon slump? Is
That's what it's commonly known as, yeah.
Quality-wise, radio quality-wise, certainly lowering the bar on a daily basis between 2 and 3:30, this would be the slump. We should have named it the slump.
It's not prime time anyway.
The slump with Ray Foley.
Yeah.
Featuring JP. Hi. And Orla having a good old snort over there in the corner. Do you know what? You don't do anything for our confidence, Orla. Seriously.
She's a naysayer, yeah. Right?
You should be bigging us up.
I say nice things to you sometimes.
When?
Sometimes.
What, like on Twitter or something?
No.
Or in private chats that we don't see?
Don't be a hater.
It's just, no one likes a hater, Orla.
I said nice things to you last week, Ray.
Last week?
Yes.
It's just a week ago.
Yeah.
I need a quarterly hour top-up. With every 15-minute segment, I need a little egotistical boost.
Yeah.
A morale lift.
I thought that's what JP was for.
Do you know what? He's lax at the moment.
No use at that, I'll tell
he's
you
he's terrible.
Much. It's because of the slump.
The gang's all here.
Oh, really? Slump
with Ray Foley. When is the slump? What are the hours of the slump? Look it up there. So, like, is it after? Is it between 2 and 3? The afternoon slump, or 3 and 4?
It would be, yeah. Yeah.
What is it?
Between 1 and 3 p.m.
1 and 3?
Yeah.
Who's on between 1 and 3? Tracy. Yeah, we're too late for the slumpies. Another thing, what does that person do? I wonder what that person does. I was dropping my kids to school this morning. I have it a lot of morning, particularly when I was out of work, actually. you do it a lot when you're unemployed, that you look at other people, or if you're like looking for a job, or if you're thinking, what am I going to do next? When I didn't have a job and I was thinking, I'm not going to do radio anymore, before I landed the slump, before I reached the dizzying heights of the slump, I used to always like just, I'd be in the car and I'd be looking at other people in their cars going, how do they pay for that car? What do they do? Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. I remember when I also was out of work, right?
It's not just when you're out of work, though. I mean, maybe people who are out of work can identify. But I definitely did it a lot more when I was out of work. I was looking for a job and I was like, I wonder what they do.
It's like when you're in the Lidl, you're doing your shopping at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're looking around yourself going, people calling in for lunch.
What do they do?
Where are they going back to? Where's that office?
What do they do? Yeah.
What do they do? Is that a doctor? No.
I find it in, because of course, didn't work in Dublin for years and now we're back in Dublin city centre. Again, sort of like going for buying a sandwich and then just looking around at the other people and going, what do they do now? I wonder what she does. You know, 9 to 5. I wonder what her emails are coming in on her iPhone. I wonder what she does now. Drop my kids to school this morning. And again, looking around the school car park. What they do now? What they're...
Do you ever have the same conversation about buildings? When you see fancy buildings, maybe it's at the end of the day and they're empty. You're looking and going, I wonder what they're doing there. I saw a building the other day and it had a French car, an old Citroen, inside the office.
What?
It had a big, black, shiny Citroen car from the 70s sitting in the middle of the office, surrounded by computers.
Indoors?
Yeah. And loads of plants.
Where is this?
There was also graffiti on the internal walls. And I was thinking, what are they doing
in there?
Yeah.
What do they do?
What are they up to?
What's going on there? So I said it to one of my kids, my youngest kid, Andrew. I said, what does his daddy do? You know, what does Sean Brian's daddy do? What does their daddy do? And an 8-year-old, let me tell you, is useless.
He hasn't learned the gossip.
He hasn't a clue. And I suppose, did you know what your parents did? Did you know what your dad did, Orla, when you were 8 years old?
I'm still not 100% certain what he did.
Even now?
Yeah. I knew where he worked, but his role was always a little bit clouded in mystery.
Yeah. I don't think, because I said, would Sean know what his dad does to my 8-year-old? He was like, no, it doesn't come up. It's not discussed. So the 8-year-old just, did you know at 8 what your dad did? Do you know what your dad did now, JP?
I barely know. Well, he's retired now, but I remember when I was 8 and I was in school and you'd be talking about your dad. I used to say that my dad had just been playing for Munster Rugby. Because in my head...
He's from Limerick.
Because he's from Limerick. I thought he'd played for his school, but not quite the level of Munster.
I said to my kids then, do you know what I do? Because they're sitting in the back. I've just we're in the car park in the rain waiting for the bell to go so I can let them into school. Do you know what I do? And they're like, you work in Today FM. But like, do you know what I do in Today FM? Not a clue. They know I work in Today FM, but beyond that, no notion. So I gave them a little bit of training. Here we go. Have a listen.
Guys, if anyone asks you, what does your daddy do? What does your daddy do?
He's a hot jock.
He's a hot what?
Hot jock. What?
A what?
He's a hot jock.
Hot jock.
A hot jock. If hot anyone jock. Asks, yeah. Ray Foley is a hot jock.
A jock.
A hot jock.
A jock.
A hot jock.
Jock.
A hot jock.
Jock, yeah.
They've got it, Jeff.
Got it.
So in future, my kids, if they're asked, they need to answer in that voice as well.
Jock, yeah.
No mention of the slump either.
He's a hot jock. He does the slump on Today FM. 0874-100-102. Roll call coming up. Coldplay at Today FM. B.O.B. Hayley Williams and Airplanes. Today FM, we play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Let's do a roll call, actually. I'm Ray. JP. Arlo Ormond. On Sean D. 0874-100-102. On show, Ray, Harry Hill was a favourite of mine, along with Shooting Stars from Ron. Yes, Shooting Stars with Vic and Bob.
Irado.
Uvavu.
Uvavu indeed, Bob. Welcome to Shooting Stars. Welcome wherever you are. The stars are all greeted.
Well done.
successfully seated. Jeez. So come along and let's go shooting. Big fans of Shooting Stars in this shooter, let me tell you. And yeah, Harry Hill and the Tracy, whenever you're ready.
I wasn't sure whether Tracy was entirely ready.
Look gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
If you're ready?
I'm ready.
Well, you said that with some determination.
I'm ready.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
She just said she's ready.
On show, guys, and so is half of America. The place is riddled with them this week with their tans and their smiles from Fiona and Galway. Yeah, I'd say Galway would be coming down with the Americans at this stage. Dublin's pretty American-packed. A lot of Japanese around as well.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Could you imagine coming from a really warm place?
Mm.
A really, like, sunny climate.
Yeah.
And then coming to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. You almost feel like apologising to them if you see them with their cameras and their Aaron sweaters walking around the streets. Like, guys, you should have come in August. Seriously, it's much nicer. And with regard to the slump, that's what this is, the afternoon slump. Radio-wise and, I suppose, work-wise for a lot of people listening. Helena's over there.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Helena.
Does that mean that your Wednesday show is going to be called The Hump Slump?
Oh.
Ah.
Very pleased with herself.
Helena enjoying her own joke. Yeah, would tomorrow's show be the hump slump then?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
And what's a sump pump then?
That's something to do with sewage, I think.
That's the ideal name. The ideal name for this broadcast.
Ray Foley.
The sump pump slump. And on a Wednesday, it's the sump pump slump pump. I'm confusing myself now.
The last word with Matt Cooper. On the line.
Country House today, FM, playing the music you love.
Hello, friends.
Hello there, I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hi.
Feeling great, it's Tuesday. Tuesday of a short week, when is the hump then? It's like midnight tonight, I guess, isn't it? Hump day then, usually on a Wednesday. We're workshopping the title of the show. A year in. That's just bad management on our part.
Show 213, I think, right?
Soft launch day 213 of the show. We've done 212 broadcasts before this and still haven't come up with a name for the show. And now it seems that we're calling it the afternoon slump. Slump in the afternoon?
Pump slump?
Feeling slumpy? We're pumping the slump in your direction. We are the sump... we are the plump sump pump of your hump. If you've got giving you the hump. It's just gotten beyond a joke with this, Helena.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Does that mean that your Wednesday show is going to be called The Hump Slump?
Yes. Where's your laugh? Anthony's there.
Hey, Ray. Yes. Tony here. It should be called...
Anthony or Tony?
Tony here.
Okay, Tony.
It should be called...
What?
The Lump Slump Hump Pump Day.
All right, man, I'm not even going to ask why.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Tony. Dennis joins us this afternoon for the workshop. Mm.
Yeah.
And he just spitballing.
Right.
Dennis.
Concrete consistency is measured as a slump.
Is it? The consistency of concrete is measured, like a measurement of concrete. Look that up. So the consistency of concrete... So would you have a slump number, like?
The concrete slump test measures the consistency of fresh concrete before it sets. So it seems like...
Are you measured slump, in a slump?
It could be a unit of measurement for concrete.
A slump.
Yeah.
So we are a slump. Radio-wise, we're a slump.
Concrete consistency is measured as a slump.
Mm.
So surely that means you're the foundation of the nation.
And on the subject of what do they do? What does that person do? I was training my kids to tell other kids that I'm a hot jock. I'm a radio hot jock.
He's a hot jock.
He's a hot what?
Hot jock. What?
A jock. A hot jock.
A jock.
A hot jock.
Jock.
A hot jock.
The kid's got it. I tell you what, he should be on here doing the slump every afternoon. Niamh texted. She says, I always look at cars. I always look at the cars people drive and imagine their finances, from Niamh. I always think they must have a massive car loan, because there's so many fancy cars these days. They've all got loans. There's no way they bought them outright. And OMG, I did that too. I see so many 2-3-1 cards on the road every day. Did I miss the memo on the day that these were handed out to every other person? From Siobhan. That's true. The cars are a big signifier. What does that person do? What do they do? Sinead is over. Sinead?
Lads, I left teaching almost 5 years ago. So I do some freelancing educational consulting. Right. I also do my husband's bookkeeping, because I had a master's in maths. But absolutely nothing upsets people more than when they can't define what it is I do.
Right.
It always reminds me of that sketch Tommy Tiernan did with Irish people being obsessed with having to know what did you do.
Yeah, what do you do though? But what do you I don't understand. And the notion of it being like freelance educational work. Sinead, that sounds made up, like, in fairness.
Just take Dermot and Dave.
On the show we asked you, where should Fat Boy Slim and Praise You. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Good afternoon, welcome to Tuesday. Short week, thank God. Yeah, people still texting about us being the slump of their afternoons, or at least the accompaniment to the slump of the afternoons. And we should call ourselves the slump. But slump apparently also refers to concrete hardness. Ronan's over there on voice note. Ronan?
Just on the concrete, I wonder, are you an S1, S2 or S3 slump?
Are we S1, S2 or S3 slump? I'd say we're probably whichever softest, really.
Yeah.
Easily. Whichever's less firm, really. Whichever's less hard. Yeah, I suppose we're your slumpy, lumpy, plumpy, chumpy, grumpy. When we've had too much coffee, we are jumpy, humpy, sumpy, pumpy, in need of a thumpy afternoon radio show. I don't really have friends. Rolls off the tongue.
It goes, yeah.
I think, can you put that in a t-shirt? Get the pens made up. Niall Horan. And heaven. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, a very good day. Good afternoon. Welcome on in. Rugby. Let's start rugby chat once again. I'm a big rugby guy, as you know. Well, I'm a big guy. I'm a big guy. And all of a sudden, I'm big into rugby, because you got your got the potential for a Grand Slam this weekend.
Jeez, I hope they've invested in some proper suspension on that bandwagon you're jumping on.
Given my girth, given my significant weight.
You could do a job, yeah.
I could do some damage to that bandwagon. And let me tell you, it's not easy getting an Ireland rugby jersey in my size. I mean, it's fine around the arms and chest.
Right.
But it rides up.
It sort of sits on the belly. It just rests.
It's a crop top. I mean, I could say I'm just wearing it as a crop top.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, let's see how much I can retain. So it's Ireland versus England Friday, Saturday.
Saturday,
5 o'clock.
Correct.
And Ireland have some injuries following the game against Scotland.
Lots of injuries, yeah.
This is the story of Dublin Rugby Club's brilliant response after Andy Farrell had joked about calling up their under-12s amid Irish injury crisis. This is Andy Farrell, the Ireland coach.
Correct.
Commenting on the injuries and maybe giving Belvedere Club a call.
You look at the start of the game and Caelan coming off straight away, Dan coming off straight away, and Hendy coming off. Well, yeah, you know, we'll have to have a look at old Belvedere under 12s, I think, as far as replacement is concerned this week, but that was a monumental effort.
Oh, as it happens, some people may have been taking it. I think it was being tongue-in-cheek there. But then old Belvedere RFC on Twitter have put up a tweet saying, calling all Belvo Minis parents, please have the lads on standby for 5 o'clock next Saturday.
Well played.
We'll play Sunday morning training by ear. I tell you what, let me call my Belvo guy.
You got a Belvo guy?
Let me call my old Belvo guy.
Right. Radio's best connected guy, Riff.
I tell you, now that I'm a big rugby guy. It's ringing. This is Nick. Should be Rick. Nick, ring. Hello?
How's it going, JP? How you going, Ray?
Good, man. Nick Fingleton, is that correct?
It is indeed.
You're my old Belvedere guy, Nick, okay?
Good stuff.
Do you train the kids at old Belvedere?
I have the pleasure of, looking after the under-12s team down in old Belvedere.
How many are there?
About 40-odd, about 400 kids, boys and girls in total, but at the under-12s, about 40.
Okay, and with Andy Farrell and his comments about maybe giving you a phone call. Are any of them excited? I mean, there's no getting them out of the gear, I'd say, is there, between now and Saturday?
I've had parents ringing me about, can I have a letter from school, because they're sitting outside the high performance centre looking to see if they can go. 35 of them have cancelled out of training on Sunday just for the fear that they might get called up. But no, brilliant. Fair play to Andy. You know, shows a lot about his character after such a intense battle that he can come out with a one-liner like that. It was just fantastic. The boys are over the moon.
And it's great that he mentioned G, of course. He has a link to the club, does he?
His son plays with the under 12, and my cat's son actually plays on the same team as well. So no pressure for all the coaches down there with the two of them standing on the sidelines looking at how we're trying to train their boys, but they're great players. So might be a surprise on Saturday. He might call up the younger son to play against the older son.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah. Would there be the chance of giving either of them the call? Or, well, I suppose he wouldn't be allowed to show preferential treatment, would he?
No. But it'd be brilliant. Farrell versus Farrell in the centre.
It'd be amazing to see. So tell us, what's your schedule looking like then for the under-12s at the moment? How are they playing? How are they performing?
They're doing great. You know what I mean? It's great fun. It's great excitement for them. But, you know, biased towards Old Belvedere. But, you know, all the mums and dads around the country that are kind of volunteering every Saturday or Sunday to give up their time to train the minis, you know, from under fives up to under 13s and into the youth structure. But they're sacrificing Friday nights and Saturday nights to be up there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, some of them sacrifice it, some of them do arrive a little bit ropey on a Saturday Sunday morning.
A little bit worse for wear, I can imagine, yeah.
But yeah, up and down the country, it's great to see, you know what I mean, the girls' sections are growing. And you kind of get asked the question whether they go on to be future rugby stars or not. Like, all we can do is kind of provide a safe environment, fun and safe environment to play a sport.
I was going to ask you, Nick, like, I imagine there are a handful, or maybe more than a handful of parents that are like, my kid's going to be the star. They're pushing them front and centre. Do you get a lot of pressure from parents?
There's some mums and dads vicariously living through their kids, but there's others that are more concerned about, well, why is Johnny or Mary Daisy picking? And I'm kind of going, well, at least they're Daisy picking in a team environment and they're doing it with somebody else and they're out in the fresh air having a bit of crack. So, look, while some of them go on to be future stars, I think there's four ex-minis that are from Belvo anyway, that are playing in the under-20s Grand Slam at the weekend. There's a couple that have gone on to senior level, but all we can do is look after them at that age. You know, mini rugby is slightly different to what you see in schools and provincial rugby, but as long as they're happy and having fun and want to come back every weekend, that's all we can do.
And it's great to see. Are you going to the game yourself? Are you bringing anybody along, or do you have any expectations to go?
I was hoping the RFU might throw 40 tickets towards the team just in case they need to be called up, but I'm working on a ticket as we speak.
Right, okay. So, we'll put it out there anyway. Put it out to the nation. Hopefully somebody will look after you.
Well, actually, yeah, exactly. And look, always the under-12s, as we're going to rebrand them now, so the under-12 Irish Development Squad, looking for sponsorship.
Well played.
Sponsorship or anything else like that. We have a golf classic coming up on the 31st of March. So, look, all the help that these boys can get. As I said, some of them are camped outside the high performance. Some of them are at home. They won't go to school. They've cancelled out of JEA. They've cancelled out of soccer.
They've got their priorities straight anyway, Nick. It's good to see. Listen, man, thanks so much. Well, fair play for everything you're doing. Fair play for taking our call this afternoon. Much obliged.
Take it easy, guys.
Come on, Ireland. Cheers.
Come on, Ireland.
Nick Fingleton. Hello, Belvo Rugby Club. Flying the flag. This is Today FM. Notorious B.I.G. Baby, I was born this way. Hey, Lady Gaga, Born This Way. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. It's Tuesday. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
And we're talking rugby, because I'm a big rugby guy. For a long time I've been a big guy, but now I'm a big rugby guy. You can write it down. Hon. Do we say hon in rugby? I think it's
wouldn't
quite a...
necessarily be a rugby thing, no.
Hon.
Come on, the lads.
Yeah, come on, you Koi Big, definitely. Come on, you boys in green. We wouldn't be Han would be more of a GA thing then, would it?
Yeah,
fair enough. What about hop? Would we say hop Ireland?
Get away with a hop. No.
Less of a hop. You wouldn't do hop in rugby. See, this whole rugby thing is just very new to me. Andy Farrell commenting about calling up the under-12s at Old Belvedere Rugby Club.
You look at the start of the game and Caelan coming off straight away, Dan coming off straight away, and Hendy coming off, wow, yeah, you know, we'll have to have a look at Old Belvedere under 12s, I think, as far as replace is concerned this week, but that was a monumental effort.
I was talking to my rugby guy, or my old Belvo guy. I suppose he's both my rugby guy and my Belvo guy.
Yeah,
I was talking to Nick a couple of minutes ago. Actually, Niall said, when I make a phone call now, everyone says the same thing.
Ray, I think when you make a phone call now at this stage, the whole country together goes, it's ringing.
Strangely, we do a weird thing with it's ringing, where we don't say it's ringing, we say it's ringing. We go at the beginning of it. It's weird, isn't it? Why do we do that?
I don't know.
That has never been established. The reasoning behind it, no idea. It's ringing. And text 0874 100 102. Nick mentioned Mike Katz's son playing for Belvedere, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's, man, that's a throwback to back in the day. Someone texted on the usual note. Kevin texted. He said, Ray, remember back in the day whenever your Today FM sports reader would mention England rugby player Mike Katz? You'd go crazy with the cat stuff from Kevin.
We do indeed.
Yeah, we did. It was Michael McMullen, God love him, the newsreader, or the sports reader, Michael McMullen. And Michael was showing off, frankly, about the rugby playing prowess. Uh-huh. Of his feline pet.
Mike Katz has been called up to play for England in tomorrow's Rugby World Cup quarter final against Australia in Marseille.
I mean, that's just using your
showing off,
using your platform to just boast about your pet.
Mike Katz has been called up to play for England in tomorrow's Rugby World Cup quarter final against Australia in Marseille.
I found this. It's a bit of a promo for the podcast. Do you want it?
Mike Katz has been called up to play for England in tomorrow's.
By the way, this is us sounding like children. This is
a long
12,
time ago.
15 years ago.
Mike Katz has been called up to play for England in tomorrow's Rugby World Cup quarter final against Australia in Marseille.
You know our voicemail.
Yeah.
We got a few calls about the cat on the voicemail. We did. Yeah.
This is clearly the time before my voice broke.
About 12 or something.
1850-715-102 is our.
We had a voicemail thing that you could ring in and leave a message at any time. We should do something like that again, or set up WhatsApp numbers, so you could just send voice.
Hey, can we get a phone for the show?
It was a thing where we had a voicemail you could ring in and leave a voice note at any time, and we played the voice notes out on air.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do that now with WhatsApp. Set up a separate WhatsApp number and you can send it. We'll do it. Never even occurred to us. 715-102 is our number.
It's totally. There's some bird on Sky News there claiming that her cat that was called up for England and not Michael Mullen was on. So you want to get something sorted out there.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Foley. This is probably a bit too early for a drunken message. It's only 5 o'clock in the evening on a Friday. But I won't be in next Monday because I'm too busy getting my cat ready for the World Cup. I'm just throwing rugby balls there at the moment. Bye.
I'm sure there's some sort of animal welfare thing that's inappropriate there. So everyone's cat is playing. Hi, Michael.
Mike Katz has been called up to play for England in tomorrow's Rugby World Cup quarter final against Australia in Marseille.
Okay, stop showing off.
Ray Foley.
Good times. We were young and innocent and had talent. Playing Rihanna in a couple of minutes. Stick around. Today Kid Rock on Today FM. That is country, yeah. It's country. In fairness, they should have called him Kid Country instead of Kid Rock. Kid Rock, one of the few artists you'd hear probably on Today FM rocks and go all out country hits. Just the point you were thinking, geez, I'd love to hear some Kid Rock music. We play Kid Rock on Today FM. And more of same on Go Loud Country Hits. Download the Today FM app and swipe over to Country Hits.
Ray Foley.
Back-to-back country tunes. If you're a fan, you can grab them there. Right, stick around. We've got to do our English versus Irish thing with Paddy Power. We're playing One Republic next as well. What am I here for? Man, Creef and All Irish, what am I here for? This is Today FM. Speaking of Irish, diddly, yay, yay, yay. Paddy's week, Paddy's day. Bigara, top of the morning to you. Up you, by you, up the yard. Now we're celebrating Ireland's influence around the world this St. Paddy's Day on Today FM with thanks to Denny. From midnight on the 17th and starting with Australia, we're going, so hang on, from midnight Oh, so from the middle of the night on Thursday night, like?
Yeah. Because that'll be Paddy's Day there, right?
So Thursday going into Friday from midnight, starting with Australia, we're going to party for 24 hours with Today FM's Global Ireland, covering St. Patrick's Day celebrations around the world. Global Ireland on Today FM from midnight to midnight, bigorra. It's St. Patrick's Day with thanks to Denny on Today FM.
We go together. I'm a sucker for you.
Jonas Brothers and Saka, this is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon.
I'm a sucker for you.
If you're not going to Cheltenham, you're unable to get tickets, well, here's the next big thing, the next best thing. It's also a big thing. They've got big prizes, big screens, and big races, all taking place in the fan zone, the Paddy Power Cheltenham fan zones in Galway and Dublin on St. Patrick's Day. You can watch all of the racing on Friday at the Camden in Dublin and Munro's in Galway. Tickets are available on Ticketmaster, and it's for over 18s. They've got the day's big races. Yeah, big races, big screens, big prizes, with a €10,000 up for grabs at the venue on the day. So, if you want tickets, you can get them on Ticketmaster. I've got tickets to give away now, actually. Your choice of fan zone at Dublin or Galway. Or we've got a €1,000 prepaid credit card as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks to Paddy Power. Very nice. So we're going to call my friend English Steve.
Yeah.
And we'll do England versus Ireland.
Why not? For the weekend it's in it, yep.
English Steve said he'll do it again. So we'll have him on in a couple of minutes. And we need you to take him on. If you want to get in to win a €1,000 prepaid credit card and your choice of tickets to fan zones in Dublin or Galway, 0874 100102. Text Paddy Power along with your name and where you're from, and we'll get you in to win. We're trying to play in the next few minutes. We've got Daft Punk and Lewis Capaldi.
Greener
on the way.
Choices are the key.
Top temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees. Nooks, Air Today FM, by Nismo, Air on Last Word, Egg on Lahore.
What's this Ellen business?
What do you mean?
It's Ellen.
Yes.
That's an Ellen story. Let's play our exciting game. Where is Ellen from?
Well, that's a good question, actually, yeah.
I've been sitting here trying to work it out for the last 2 minutes. Where is Ellen from? Newbie Ellen.
It's not.
You are a newbie, Ellen, are you? Or well, you're newbie to us, anyway.
Yeah, I migrated from News Talk for a few hours.
News Talk!
That's where they do proper news.
News Talk! Get out!
I'm sorry.
Get out!
It's not Antrim anyway. There's no Antrim twang in there.
Well, if you forgive me, Ellen, there's a banger showing off you. There's definitely...
Not far off.
Are we West Coast?
Not the coast, no.
Oh, Midlands.
So, Roscommon?
Correct.
We only have newsreaders from Roscommon, isn't it?
Exclusively.
As well, yeah.
That is amazing.
Well, like, why not have the best?
Whereabouts in Roscommon are you from? Are you borderish?
I am the South Roscommon on the Galway Westmeath Roscommon border.
Okay, sorry. So I was more northern Ireland border, up in that direction, up towards Leitrim. No, not at all.
No. Opposite side to Ben, basically.
Can you tell us whereabouts you're from?
It's from a place called Top McConnell, outside Ballinasloe.
Top McConnell?
Yeah.
I've heard of Bottom McConnell, but all right, so News Talk it is then. Well, nice knowing you.
Yeah. I'm gone after this now.
You're dead to us now. Tell Moncrief we hate him.
Will do. Ray Foley.
Even after all this time. Lewis Capaldi. Forget me, this is Today FM playing the music you love. Harley, good day, good afternoon. Welcome on in. Great prizes, great kick-ass prizes every day on the air this week. Thanks to our friends at Paddy Power and the Paddy Power fan zones in Dublin and Galway. This is ahead of Cheltenham on St. Patrick's Day. This looks like the crack. You can get tickets now actually on Ticketmaster. It's on... So the Paddy Power Cheltenham fan zone is in Galway, in Munro's in Galway, or at the Camden in Dublin. That's the Dublin venue though, not to be confused with the Galway venue, which is Munro's.
Gotcha.
Two different venues, two different cities, two entirely different places. But the Cheltenham fan zones from Paddy Power are going to be in both locations on St. Patrick's Day. €10,000 in prizes up for grabs at each location. Big screens, big races, big day in both locations. Ticketmaster.ie if you want to get your tickets there. And they've given us a €1,000 credit card to give away every day on the year. Actually, my pal, English... Gary is on the...
English Gary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gary?
Yeah.
Hoi, yeah. Very English.
Very.
Very English. So what's the weather like in England at the moment, English Gary?
Do you know what the weather? It's sunny, it's cold. I'm actually based in York today. I don't know if you've ever been to York. There's a lovely laneway called Whitmer Wapmer Gate. So I suggest you visit.
Whip your what in the what? Whip your what in the gate?
We'd rather know.
Whip my what in my gate?
In a gate?
Yes.
And I suppose you need to call it an ambulance, I suppose, do you, if you get it stuck in a gate, is it?
Well, I just call Nigel Farage, he gets me out.
Oh, your friend Nigel. So come here, how's Brexit going for you then, since you all voted for it?
Well, seeming that I only really watch GB News, everything is fantastic. So, it's all
so
good.
English, he's so
Did you
very
say TV News or GB News?
GB News.
GB News,
yeah.
Well, it's all thumbs up then, all the whole way around. I'll tell you what, English Gary, you stay there for me if that's okay, and we're going to play our quiz in just a moment. Of course, you know, in light of Cheltenham and...
Oh, there's all the talk about the rivalry between the Irish horses, the English horses. Every year the Irish horses win.
So we're doing an English versus Irish quiz, and we're looking for an Irish person to take on he's my best English pal, actually, English Gary.
It's ringing. Sounds like Waterford, right?
Is this one? Well, it's perfect then.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Bridget.
It is.
And it's Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you, madam?
I'm great. You?
I'm merely surviving. But listen, this isn't about me, Bridget. This is about you. Do you want a €1,000 prepaid credit card with Paddy Power?
Of course I do.
Well, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. We'll try and look after you if we can. But there's going to be no bias here, okay?
No.
We're not swaying on any side. We're not.
No,
coming...
I had somebody yesterday say there was a vague anti-English vibe.
No, absolutely not. And I'd like to make that clear to English Gary as well.
Yeah.
Gary, we're not going to be biased in any way. The questions are completely fair, and we'd ask you to respect the quiz, Gary. That's
respect
okay.
Respect the quiz.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair. Can I ask if I do win? Can I get the euros converted into pounds?
Gary. Which is stronger? Is it? I think the euro's probably stronger. Is it?
No, definitely the pound. GB News tells me that the pound is definitely stronger.
There's no concern here whatsoever. Okay, well, Bridget. So you're in water. Are you in Waterford town, or where are you?
Yeah, Waterford City.
Okay, and what are you up to today?
I'm in work.
All right, what do you work at?
Administration.
Okay, hi to everyone in administration this afternoon. Do you want to say hello to anybody else?
I have a little helper here with me. Her name is Jean Murphy.
Jean?
Yeah.
Oh, hi to Jean, lots of love. Anyone else?
No.
Okay, cool beans.
I don't think it's necessary to add this kind of spice to the mix, but Bridget and Waterford there will well remember in 1649. 1649, actually, to 1650, Cromwell laid siege to Waterford.
There's no need to mention that because it's not about that. Can we just get over it?
Yeah, it's a friendly
quiz.
There's
no need to be. And again, we want to remain impartial throughout the quiz.
I mean, we don't make the... Well, we do make the rules, but that's not important.
English Gary, we'll begin with you this afternoon. We've got three questions each. Whoever gets the most right answers wins. And we wish both of you equally...
Yeah, the very best of luck. Yeah.
Equally. Like the same amount of luck for you, English Gary, as for you, Bridget.
Yeah, best of luck, Gary.
We don't like either of you more than the other.
No.
You're both...
That's nice to hear, Bridget, but you should be working if you're in work, so can we
That's
just...
not very... Again, Gary, do you know, people don't... Anyway... Question one for you.
You just can't help yourself. You're just typical.
You just can't help yourself. Question one, English Gary. In 1987, Johnny Logan won the Eurovision with which song? By the way, the UK did finish 13th that
not
year.
Not a great year for the UK.
Okay, there was no need to bring that up.
Unlucky number 13, yeah.
I am going to say Waterline for my answer, please.
Waterline?
Waterline.
Yes.
Waterline from Johnny Logan. Yeah. Is wrong. Hold Me Now is what we were looking for there, I'm afraid. Bridget, let's go over to you. Can you name the four Irish counties that begin with the letter W?
Waterford, Wicklow, Wexford, Westmeath.
Well done. Yes! Yes, Bridget!
No, we're not biased, right?
No, I'm just happy for her.
Okay. Because I thought that could be misconstrued what you just did there.
If Gary got it right, I would have said yes for him as well. Gary, Ireland's Steve Collins beat which English boxer to become world champion in 1995?
For this one, I'm going to say, off the top of my head, Tony Blair.
Tony Blair.
He's thrown in
a boxer. You're just being silly now.
Come on.
Yeah.
A boxer. I'll give you a clue. He's famously very natty dresser. Mm. He'd have a cane.
He has a lisp.
Yeah, very... Come on, you know...
Mike Tyson?
No, an English boy.
Not in
English. Again.
An English. Frank Bruno.
No.
Wrong Englishman.
Bridget, which Irish soap? Which Irish soap is set in the fictional Dublin suburb of Carrickstown?
Fair City.
It is Fair City. Yes. Yes.
Again, Ray. Just.
Yeah, I'm just happy for it.
Down.
English Gary, just trying to revive this.
Come on, English Gary.
Can you name the last five Taoiseach in order? Do you know what a Taoiseach is, Gary?
I wouldn't be familiar.
It's like the head of the government, the leader of the government, the leader of our parliament, our version of prime minister. Yeah.
I was going to give you different brands of tea because it just sounds tea, like tea, okay. Like Tetley's. Typhoo.
Do you want it?
Twinnings or Twinings?
Yorkshire tea is a great one.
Yeah. Earl Grey. Yeah. Mm. I tell you, I'll put you down for a no on that one then.
I'll pass on that one.
Okay, English Steve. English Gary. English Mike. Yeah, hey, Bridget, to win this.
Irish Bridget.
Yeah. Irish Bridget. Our favourite Irish Bridget. Named the stunning Irish band who had a stunning hit in 1990 with the stunning single, Brewing Up a Storm. Ooh. I'll read it for you again, because I think I read it right.
Tricky one now.
Okay, here we go, Bridget. Can you name the stunning Irish band who had a stunning hit in 1990 with the stunning single Brewing Up a Storm, Bridget?
Well, I'm going to take a chance and I'm going to say The Stunning.
It's The Stunning!
Calm it down.
One second, Bridget. You stay there for me, Gary.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks so much
bad
for taking.
Luck. Luck.
Thanks so much
That's
for taking.
All right. I'll be reporting to GB News about this.
You'll be ringing in any moment. Gary, thanks so much for your time, and we'll go again tomorrow. Okay.
My pleasure.
Cheers, Gary. All the best.
Bye bye.
Fare thee well. Bye bye, bye, sir. Bridget, we did it! Well done, madam. We've got tickets for you for the Paddy Power Cheltenham Fan Zones. They're on Paddy's Day in Dublin and Galway. And a €1,000 credit card for you as well. Thanks so much for playing Irish Bridget this afternoon.
Thanks,
you're a legend.
Brendan, Ray. Thanks so much.
What a beauty. Listen, thanks for coming on. Have a lovely day and enjoy.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah. What?
Love the show.
Oh, cheers. This is Today FM. Time, my apologies, DJ Sammy, and Heaven on Today FM. And there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Play the rest of that song. Sorry, we didn't get to do Kid Rock Shandy, where Today FM country hits favourite Kid Rock shows us the correct ratio of orange juice to lemonade if you want to make the perfect rock shandy. And we didn't get to do Andy Farrell Williams, where Ireland head coach Andy Farrell Williams. He comes in and performs a medley of his favourite Pharrell hits.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow. Stand by, the last word is on the way next. Have a lovely evening. Great news. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Yes.